ceasefire deal, which Israel's prime minister has rejected. The Israeli military confirmed airstrikes were continuing in Rafah in southern Gaza, just as the US national security spokesman John Kirby was speaking at the White House.
I'm just not going to get ahead of the process. We want to get these hostages out. We want to get a ceasefire in place for 6 weeks. We want to increase humanitarian assistance. And the last thing that I want to do is say anything at this podium that's going to put that process at risk.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians have been urged to leave Rafah and move north. China's denied being behind a cyber attack on the Ministry of Defence, which potentially compromised the names and bank details of serving UK military personnel. The Defence Secretary Grant Shapps will make a statement on the issue to the House of Commons later. John Swinney is expected to be voted in as Scotland's new First Minister later. He was confirmed as SNP leader yesterday. The UK won't be represented at Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a new term as Russia's president. Officials from the US and most European Union nations won't be in Moscow either. The mother of Manchester Arena bombing victim Martin Hett is starting a 200-mile walk from the venue to Downing Street, demanding greater public protections from terrorism. Feigen Murray says Rishi Sunak backed the draft Martin's law a year and a half ago. Ms Murray says she's not guaranteed a meeting with the Prime Minister, though.
I feel that 18 months is now enough time to wait. The reason I'm wanting to walk is I want to sit in front of him, look him in the eye and say, you need to keep your promise that you gave me 18 months ago. He is the person in this country who can make this happen.
And Zendaya stole the show at the Met Gala in New York, fashion's biggest night of the year. A-listers were invited to be imaginative with the dress code, which was the Garden of Time. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Daisy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's look at the weather, which seems to have turned. It's turned. Now, today's top temperature is going to be 19 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. So a beautiful day. Enjoy it. The sunshine is here.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you doing? Oh, it's so nice to have some sunshine out there. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning with The Breakfast Show. You got me for the next couple of hours and my guest today, fingers crossed, is going to be Eddie Reader of Fairground Attraction. I'm going to be chatting to her just after 11 o'clock. Spencer Carter, who does the weekend wind-up. Yes, she said. He said, "Patience of Angels" is one of my favourites. Oh, I will mention it to her when I speak to her. Shall I try and get my words out? There was traffic this morning as I was trying to come in, so I've had to come down the lanes, and which is a lovely journey. But when you want to get somewhere, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late. Literally walked in and just sat down. Haven't even had a chance to grab me a cup of coffee yet, which is normally sitting here. So I might sound a little bit gruff this morning. Also, I did something quite stupid this morning. I don't normally, you know, I had this thing about baked beans and I didn't like them and thought they were the devil's food. Anyway, over the last kind of couple of months, I've managed now to actually have a little bowl of beans, sometimes with sausages. I know this is, a little bit of brown sauce in there. And then I've got some toast on the side with butter separately. And then I butter a little bit of toast and put a couple of beans on and I'll take a bite out of the toast. I can't do what a lot of you do, which is like pour the beans on the toast so it'll go soggy. I can't do that. Can't do that. So, and I thought, you know, baked beans, I know they've got high sugar content, but they are actually quite good for you and they're filling, all the rest of it, they're quite cheap, except for some brands that put their prices up during the crisis. Anyway, let's not get to that point. So this morning, I cooked them in the microwave and then I got my toast ready and I had my little bowl of beans. It was all steaming. I sat down, I put a few little bits on my toast and then I bit into it and I went, oh no, and it's burnt the roof of my mouth, which then I thought, what's that? And then the skin's come off. That's how bad. It must have blistered instantly. It's on the back of my, you know, like this, your soft palate, like your back of your teeth. It's there. And then I thought, what's that? And it was the skin. It must have been a blister or something. It was literally that hot. So you'll have to excuse me if I'm slightly lisping today. But it was a stupid thing to do because I knew they were hot. I could see the steam coming off of them. So I've asked the question today. What have you injured yourself with lately? Oh, Jamil. So I've already heard from Daniel, Jamil and Mel. If you want to get involved, it's on my Facebook page. How have you injured yourself recently? You might have tripped up. You might have opened a door onto your eye. Or, as somebody said the other day, they were eating a sandwich and they bit their own finger. That was from Mel. It just, I read that yesterday and I was like, oh no, Mel. But you know what? As soon as she said it, I got this vision of me doing exactly the same thing. Now, I don't know. I don't think I was a child when I did it, but I can remember the sensation of being hung into my own finger because I was putting something in my mouth and eating a sandwich and I bit my finger, which is what melted. Bless you, Mel. That did make me laugh yesterday. It is. It's like sometimes there's like a little lag, isn't there, in your mind where you're thinking, oh, I'm going to do this, and you do it, and then you go, why did I just do that? I've poked myself in the eye numerous amount of times with my own fingernail, things, stupid things, stupid. But I'll try not to do anything before I leave the studio, except for making a cup of coffee, take my life in my hands. But you see, I've burnt the back of my, as I burnt the top of my mouth, that's going to be a little bit like, it's going to sound like Hannibal Lecter, isn't it? So anyway, that's the question of the day. You see, I'm in a jolly mood today, and I'm laughing my head off. So, Eddie Reader, Fairground Attraction singer, and MBE as well. We'll be chatting to her about the brand new track called What's Wrong With The World, and the tour that's coming up. Plus, we've got Bird, we've got George Bone, Neil March, and the music of sound, Abby Finn, coming up on the show as well as many more. And I thought I might kick off the show, actually, with the brand new track from Abby, which is out now, and it's on the hottest track on BBC Radio 1, nevertheless, and also on Capital as well. So well done to Abby, and I'm going to play it for you now if I can, you know, I've got to try and find it first, and I don't think I've actually stored it under Abby. I wouldn't have done I've done this in a really, I better not say that word, you know, when you do things back to front. I'm going to have to search for it because I haven't put it in alphabetical order, which is a silly thing to do, but no one. Where is it? It is called Yesterday. I'm going to have to look for it here. You wait there. Don't you worry about me. I'm always professional there. Look. Yes, new music. There we go. That's because it's not labelled up properly. So here is Shaq and Will Atkinson and Abby Flynn. And this is Yesterday. Out now. We were so in love just yesterday. Now you wanna go throw it all away. Open up your heart, why are you so afraid? Remember how it felt just yesterday. Oh, 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 yesterday. Oh, 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 you were here with me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
And here is the man himself. I love that voice. I read it for me. Here's Freak Power. This is Turn On. Tune in. Cop out. Give me coffee.
Your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt. We'll be right back.
Such a sexy song. That's Freak Power with Turn On, Tune In, Cop Out. I don't have to say it quite like that. Freak Power! I don't know why I said it so loud. But anyway, moving swiftly on. I haven't had my coffee. I'm still a little bit all over the place. No coffee this morning. I'm like, what's going on? Met Gala. I haven't had a look at all the pictures, but I do like looking at the Met Gala. I think it's all very, you know, in a world where we've got so many terrible things going on, it's a bit of a distraction of, you know, celebrities sort of dressing up and walking up a set of stairs. I don't know what happens at the top of the stairs. They just get in their cars and go home. I don't know. But I'm just going to see if there's anything on the... let's have a look. Has the Met Gala come to this? Rita Ora and Doja Cat leads the girls going semi-naked at fashion's biggest night of the year. Well, of course they would do. Blake Lively, who always, Ryan Gosling's wife, always looks incredible. She wasn't there. And Rihanna, again, wasn't there. I don't really like, there's no, I don't think there's anything to have things that see through where you can see bits and pieces. You know what I mean? I'm a bit old, actually. And if I'd have turned up somewhere like that, my mum would have given me a good hiding when I got back. She would have gone, how dare you? If I'd have had the correct, you know, body shape and have been the right age and all that stuff, she'd have gone mad. I don't know, Rita Ora, what is she wearing? I don't know. I mean, she's got a great... I mean, the thing is, they've all got great bodies. And that's why I like Blake Lively, because she always looks incredible. But she's fully covered, but just wears the... It's the dress that... It's the dress, and obviously she looks amazing, but it's the beautiful, you know, workmanship of the dresses normally. But yeah, I'm not really sure, actually. Even one of the Kardashians... I can't remember which one it is. It's the one that's the model. I can't remember which one she is, but she's wearing a see-through mesh dress, so you can see her top half and a big pair of pants. I'm not that keen. No, it's not classy. There's other ones that when they walk away, you can see they're wearing a thong and it's see-through at the back, which again, there's, I mean, if you've got the body to do it, I mean, you know, years ago I wouldn't have had a body like that. I never did. But if you did, would you have? I don't know. I suppose it depends. If you're trying to compete with everybody else, aren't you, to get the most headlines? And you imagine the egos there must be incredible. So I don't know. I'm not really interested in any of that. I will have a look at the best and worst dressed of Met Gala. But they're meant to be interesting, unusual kind of dresses. And oh, there's one dress that's got like a plastic bit with flowers in it at the front. I don't know what that's about though. It's interesting, but at least it's interesting. It's more sort of structural kind of thing. That is Lana Del Rey. She wore a bizarre tree-inspired dress with a giant mosquito net covering her face. The thing is, do you think anyone tells them that sometimes they look ridiculous? It's a bit like the king's, you know, robe made of nothing. Oh, you look fine. Don't worry about it. Go on the parade. You sure? Yeah, it was fine. Yes. Are you sure that it looks great? Lovely. Dua Lipa. Don't know. That is, oh my gosh, that's bizarre. She's wearing something that she looks like she's wearing a white leotard, and then she's got a skirt around the bottom, but it's on the bottom of her hip. That's a very weird look. I don't like that. Nah, that's not a proper dress. She's got a cracking figure though, but it just looks weird. Oh my word, what the hell is that? Cara Delevingne, is it? She's the actress and model. She looks peculiar. I don't like the look of that. It's like a sparkly hooded tank top is the best way I could describe it. Oh, I wish Joan Rivers was alive. I used to love Joan Rivers with her fashion police. She was hilarious. If you've never watched any of those, please go back and have a look on YouTube. She was absolutely, with her and I think it's Kelly Osbourne. It is hilarious. I used to love watching the fashion police. She was absolutely brilliant. But I don't know. I want to see... Oh my gosh, what the hell's that? That's Jessica, is it Safri? She's wearing a dress that's made, that looks like, you know when you do something at school, when you make paper mache flowers, and then you stick them to a piece of other paper mache, and it's all multicoloured, and your mum puts it in the bin straight away the next day. That's what that looks like. Is there any decent dresses? Oh come on, I like to look at the decent ones. Oh dear, no, it doesn't seem to be any. Oh no. Oh, what's happened to her? A transparent t-shirt dress. That went very see-through. Doja Cat. I don't like the look of that either. No, doesn't seem... They're showing all the nasty ones this morning. Hopefully we'll get to see some of the good ones later. Atrocious. Oh, dear. I'm not saying about the women. It's the dresses. The dresses. No. I want Blake Lively and Rihanna. And Rihanna would wear something outrageous, but it's always, you know, out there, isn't it? What a disappointment. Anyway, there's no point in talking about the dresses because you can't see them. I'm trying to describe them and not doing a very good job. So we'll forget about that. We'll play some music. Let's play a classic Madonna track with Cherish. She wasn't there. Too busy touring in Brazil, wasn't she? Just finished it. She was on the show yesterday. That is the wonderful Bird. You can check out the interview online with her as well. This is a brand new song, She'll Turn to Stone.
Buildings fall down, flowers grow where they rest. Like it's all for the best. Wars, they are lost, while the game shows are won. There's always some fake star soaking up the sun. She'll turn to stone. Said today's tomorrow, and the past we cannot change. So why do we all still try to count our days? They all walk around her, look into her eyes, like some Roman statue that they left behind. All for the best. Wars, they are lost, while the game shows and won. There's always some fake star soaking up the sun.
There's a little sneaky one from The Joy Formidable with A Share My Heart. Before that, we had Bird, She'll Turn to Stone. Check out the interview I did with Bird. It's up online from yesterday. And also, Caroline Spence and Lutricia and Andrea from Best Geezer, which is an award-winning Essex-based film. They went over to Hollywood and all sorts. It's amazing. And it's now on Apple TV. That just shows you how good the film is as well. So make sure you check that out. Always check out the website. We've got so many interviews and exclusive tracks, all sorts of things, and sports news. It's all the WsPhoenixFM.com. And you can sit there in the evenings or during the day, put it on, listen to the interviews again, and enjoy yourself. Now, I've got a very special guest coming up in a while. It is Eddie Reader of Fairground Attractions. She's going to be talking about her brand new music and tour and loads more. So we'll be chatting to her just after 11 o'clock. Can't wait to chat to her. Fancy writing a classic like that as well. That's one of the things that, you know, as a musician, I'm really interested to know if they realised that they'd written something that was a classic. Because a lot of bands release albums, you know, you've got your favourite bands, but they have a track that might be, you know, special to you, but they don't have classic tracks. And to write a classic which you know is played and people know it all over the world, that's something incredibly rare and very special. And I just wondered if they knew when they wrote it, they went, oh, hold on a second, this is amazing. Or whether they thought, yeah, it's a really good track, but they didn't expect it to do what it did. I don't know if anyone ever does, really. I don't know. I mean, I remember when I first heard the song Yellow by Coldplay, and I heard it because somebody said to me, and this is probably way before you would have had, you know, I was on the internet back then chatting to people, but it was really in the early days. But they said to me, you've got to get this, go out and buy it. You must go out and buy this album because it's literally out, but you won't have heard of them. And I said, Coldplay, I know. And then I played the album, and I was like, oh my God. And Yellow was a standout track, but all the tracks on the album were good. And I remember seeing the video, which was Yellow, which was the first video, I believe, from the album. And then they really took off and just went from strength to strength, Coldplay. But I just, you know, sometimes you just hear something and you just go, wow, you know. And I know all the words to Perfect, Fairground Attraction. I won't sing them to Eddie because, well, I know most of the words. But everybody knows that chorus. That is the one thing, anybody of any age, and if you're ever out at a party or a do whatever and that song comes on, you just join in. You can't help it. It's all age groups. It's an amazing achievement to write something like that. So we'll be talking to her about that in a while. Plus, we'll be hearing her brand new track as well, which is What's Wrong With The World. We'll be finding out more about that as well. And a question from Spencer, who's very excited that she's on the show, and he's got a question for her as well. So I'm going to mention Spencer Carter from the Weekend Wind-Up, which is here on Saturdays. It's just coming to 10:44. Let's do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, first on to the roads. Let's have a look at that Brook Street roundabout, see if there's any issues there this morning. Now, that's looking fine, no problems, but the M25 heading down from Brook Street roundabout, so as you get onto the roundabout, it's fine. Heading down towards Lakeside Dartford Tunnel, it'll be the Dartford Bridge. Looks like the bridge might be closed. Something is going on there. Let me just have a quick look. Delays of 9 minutes, M25 Junction 30. Let's have a look. Oh no, don't go that way at all. It's got, right, severe delays, 94 minutes has just come up. Let's have a quick, sorry, it's disappearing. Junction 28, A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout, average speeds down to 5 miles an hour, so avoid all the area around Lakeside. Do not go across the Dartford Bridge. It looks like it might be shut. I don't know what's happened there, but it looks like it's shut at the moment. All around the area, and Stifford, round by Purfleet, very, very busy. And if you get onto the M25, you'll be stuck in a massive traffic jam. So Brook Street roundabout is clear. As soon as you get onto the M25, you're going to hit the traffic jam heading down towards Lakeside, so avoid it. Best way to go is head down the lanes sort of through Upminster and try and get through that way. Now the A12 is running very nicely, still got the roadworks which are ongoing. There we go. Between junction 13 and 16 in both directions. I think the turn off for Chelmsford is still closed, but you go down to Gallywood, the next one down, and then it will show you there'll be diversions there to take you to where you need to go. So the advice is avoid the M25 heading down towards Lakeside and all that area at the moment. Looks like the Dartford Bridge is shut or something's happened there. Severe delays, due to an earlier police incident on the QE2 bridge.
Phoenix Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you fancy popping out early on Saturday morning and getting yourself a nice cup of tea and having a look around at some bits and pieces, then get down to the plant sale and coffee morning Billericay Reading Rooms, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It's between 8:30 and 12:30, free entry. And then you could pop along to the lawn sale at St. Edmunds and St. Mary's Church on the High Street in Gatestone. That's between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have plants, toys, books, and also freshly cooked bacon butties. All the details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Ah, dear. My mouth's feeling slightly better after I burnt it this morning with the baked beans I had for breakfast. It's, honestly, the skin just came off. I was like, what's that? I was like, oh, my mouth's really sore. And then this little bit of skin came off. I was like, oh, no. It must have blistered straight away. I mean, what a stupid thing to do. James Arthur is back, and he is back with Kelly Clarkson. And this is From the Jump.
Jump. I was addicted, I was hooked on you like July's to the sun. You're the one that I prayed for all my life. And then you arrived, it's amazing. Spend forever with you.
I know this sounds cliche, but I was in love with you from the first sight, like a moth drawn to a flame. And I know
summer breeze, sleeping out by the willow trees. It was the first time you laid your head on my chest.
It was a lie I'll never forget. Yeah. That's when I told you on a Friday night. You're always gonna have this heart of mine. Wherever we go, whatever we do, I just wanna spend forever.
Two great voices there. James Arthur, Kelly Clarkson, From the Jump. Coming up, we've got some more excellent brand new music. The Music of Sound with a track called Second Light, composed by Neil March. You've got Florrie on piano and vocals. Elena Eleanor rather on flute and Neil on synthesizer. That's all coming up right after the ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
And this is the music of sound. Out now, Second Light.
Beautiful.
She's got a gorgeous voice, and I love the flute. Do you know what? I tried to learn the flute when I was at school, and the end of the flute, this is a true story, wouldn't go on properly. And so my dad said, put a bit of grease on it, something, or, and it'll help the end. So I think he had some, I don't know, with Swarfiga. Always used to make me laugh, that name. Whatever it is, the cleaning stuff. And he put it on, and then what happened was, I was playing it, and the thing got a bit loose, and it fell off and dented on the floor, and then I didn't play it anymore. But I could only do, like... because you have to blow across it, and I could do like a couple of notes, and then because I couldn't play it like a professional, which is always the way with me, like guitar, drums, keyboards, you know, do a little bit, tiny, very badly in fact, but I can do it enough to write songs. But the main thing is like, because I can't play it straight away, even as a child, I was like, no. And really, I should have had strict parents that have gone, you will learn the piano, you will learn the guitar. If I'd have had kids, my kids would have been musical, because I would have said, you having piano lessons, I don't care, you're not having the TV on. Piano lessons, off you go. Even if they weren't any good. You know, learn to read music, piano, maths. You will have a maths tutor. I would have been awful. But I think that's the thing. If you, you know, I was in a massive class of like 30 kids, so I never really had a chance. Coming up next, I should be speaking to Eddie Reed at a fairground attraction. So let's have a little listen to some classics. And then we'll be talking to her about a brand new release and the tour as well.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.